Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Thanks for joining, and today I want to talk about training your leaders. Why it's so important to train our leaders. Just a little story that stuck with me for a long time. When you first start a church, you really don't know what everybody's doing, particularly teaching in Sunday school. And I think in the early days, we had people, they were asked to teach Sunday school, and they'd never even been in Sunday school. They didn't grow up in Sunday school. And I just assume you give them some information, and you know they'll take off, and they'll figure it out. Well, after a number of years, I recall someone took my spot while I was teaching Sunday school. I always was teaching while everybody else was teaching. So I went around to the classes, and boy, was I shocked. One teacher did not get there until 10 or 15 minutes after Sunday school was supposed to start. And basically, they had not prepared a lesson. They just read the lesson. It was like a gut punch. I thought, wow, this is what's going on. And from class to class, there were all sorts of issues, things that people were not getting there on time or early enough or preparation or, you know, the class was boring. And as a result of that, we started something called a Sunday school conference. And the main reason was to train our own teachers. And I really believe it's so important to train your leaders. And as a result of that, we've continued that, and we sort of evolved into a broader spectrum, and we call it a leadership conference. So it covers more areas of not only staff, but key leaders in your church and workers, and even personal enhancement of the Christian's life. In fact, coming up on the 13th of April, just a week away roughly, we'll be having our leadership conference. And this year, our strong emphasis is going to be on the Sunday school. As a result, we're going to be videoing the main sessions that are basic things that a teacher should know. So those will all be videographed, and there's going to be practical sessions on what a teacher should know, what a teacher should do, things like object lessons and, you know, how to prepare the lesson, memory versus pictures, and, you know, so many other things. Now, how to build your Sunday school, how to reach young people for Christ that they're saved and surrender their life to the Lord. So these are some of the things that we'll be covering. But all of our leaders need training, whether it's your staff, your deacons, trustees, perhaps it's just Sunday school teachers, bus workers. But everyone needs training. And that is the job of the pastor, to make sure they get that training. Now, one of the best things you can do is for someone to work with an experienced leader. If you work under them and with them, you see what they do, that's certainly a great example for them to follow. But there always needs to be some means of training, going to conferences, finding material, having an in-house training time for your leaders. You know, do deacons know what to do? What is their responsibility? Years ago, we had, and this was a new church plant, and we eventually got some deacons, and I realized they're not really fulfilling the role that's outlined in the Bible. And so I told them this. I said, you know, you're not doing what a deacon should be doing according to Scripture. And I said, I'm not going to blame you. I'm going to blame me. I've never trained you. And so it's not your fault. But I said, in a year, if you're not doing that, it'll be your fault. Well, a year later, we lost all of our deacons. But it taught us something, and we began developing some of the men and preparing them. And so the next group of men that came along, they learned what their role was, and they were eager to do it because they had they got the training they needed. And we divided our deacons and trustees to two separate offices. The trustees basically then were responsible for the land, the property, the budget, expenditures, you know, everything that was sort of a tangible asset, preparing the budget for the next year. Those were all things that they did. And then the deacons had other responsibilities. We now have many people that are older, widow, widowers, shut in, and we divide them up, and they have a responsibility to watch over them. We just, for Easter, the deacons took tulip pots to all those that are widow, widowers, or shut in, a couple in the hospital. And they do something at Christmas. They make a Christmas basket for them. We have different fellowships. They're in charge of that. They protect the pastor. Many unseen things that they do, but their basic role is the furtherance of the church, support and serve the church for the things that need to be done, and be aware of the needs of people and support the pastor. So we've been giving them training so that they understand what to do. So I want to commend you to think about the leaders in your church. How well trained are they? How much time have you spent giving them instruction? One of the things that we did many years ago is we developed what we would call job descriptions for every person that does anything in the church, from the nursery and sound room to staff to teachers, everybody that has any responsibility has a job description, and they know who they answer to. There's a flow chart, and they know what is expected of them. With that, there's a code of conduct and a dress code that as they serve God through the church, they're responsible to follow those guidelines. So that was a great help, and we call it our blue book. Everybody knows that these are the guidelines and standards. So it's something that will help people to know what is expected of them. And I'll tell you that today, so many people are not growing up in church. They don't understand church. They don't understand righteousness. You know, I think every church now has this problem. People are living together, unmarried, and they don't even think about it being wrong. It's so ingrained in our society. So we find out, oh, I thought they were married. Well, they're not married. And they want to get involved. They want to be a member. They want to, you know, so that's a real challenge. But when you have guidelines, that will help you. And it's the policy of the church. So I hope this gives you some thoughts and ideas that will help you. Make sure that you do what is necessary to give the help to your teachers, your leaders, your ushers, your bus workers. Continue or have an ongoing plan to train them and give them information and inspiration. You know, going to a bus conference or holding one, you know, that's an inspiration. Having a revival meeting can be an inspiration to people. Having a Saturday at a workers' meeting, that can be an inspiration. In the spring and fall, we have teacher meetings and we give instruction. Those are helpful to your Sunday school teachers. And you have other workers. Perhaps you have a children's ministry. There needs to be training, even just how to handle children, how to prepare a program for children to go up on the platform. It's got to be organized. There's a way to do it. Music and singing, getting someone to come in and give instruction maybe even someone that is really, really good at the piano, that all those that might be learning, they could learn from that person there for the weekend, or someone to do a choir or special music that is well-trained, that they might come in, or to go to a music conference that someone might be holding. So all those things are vital to our churches, that people need training. I was just reading one of the great preachers of the past, and this had to be 60 years ago probably when he said this. One of the great problems of our churches is the lack of training our people. Boy, that stuck with me. That was true, would be 70 years ago, and that's sure true now, today, more than ever. So I want to encourage you, figure out a way to give training to all of your workers. Well, God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.